This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth, October 17, 1955, date of evaluation, June 12, 2023, referring physician is Dr. El-Rashidi. The chief complaint, 67-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. The HBI, the patient is a 67-year-old female who reports an episode of fall on October 12, 2022, period. She stated that she was cleaning a table, period. She turned around to call a patient when she fell and injured the right shoulder, period. She had no loss of consciousness, period. She stated specifically that she did not pass out, period. She was initially evaluated but continued to work, period. Ultimately, she was placed on disability, period. She has had ongoing pain described as sharp. Pain is intermittent and on average 8-9/10 in intensity, period. Pain is limited to right shoulder and is worsened with her activity of daily living, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, orthopnea, or PMD. Past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number obesity, next number mild sleep apnea. Past surgical history, C-section, next number left rotator cuff repair, medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams, 1 BID, enalapril 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Lipitor 10 milligrams, 1 daily, aspirin 81 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin D3 1,000 unit, 1 daily, calcium daily, omeprazole 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Flonase 2 puffs daily. The allergies, Vicodin, family history, mother died of diabetes, maternal grandmother also died with diabetes. Social history, she is a prior smoker who quit approximately 5 years ago. She referred a history of alcohol use and quit 10 to 15 years ago, period. Review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable skin, she reports a sun rash, eyes, she wears glasses, respiratory, she has sleep apnea as noted, gastrointestinal, she reports constipation, review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/73, pulse 93, respiratory rate 18, height 59 inches, weight 165 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Abdomen is noted to be obese, period. However, no masses or tendon is noted. Back, no CVAT. Extremities reveal no sign of clubbing or edema. The skin reveals a tattoo involving the left forearm. Musculoskeletal, left shoulder demonstrates severe tenderness on all passive motion exercise, period. Data review, the ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 94 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 67-year-old female with history of traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff, SLAP lesion off the right shoulder, period. She is now scheduled for a right shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial decompression, extensive debridement, bicep stenodesis, rotator cuff repair, period. Patient is noted to have elevated blood sugar, period. Other comorbidities include hypertension, period. Despite her elevated blood sugar, she is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Of note, additional data includes that of x-rays and MRI imaging, period. MRI of the right shoulder was performed at NorCal on December 8, 2022, period. This revealed one, full thickness, full width tear of the supraspinatus tendon extending to the anterior infraspinatus tendon fibers with retraction to the medial humeral head, period. There is moderate posterior infraspinatus tendinosis with a partial thickness interstitial tear, period. Severe subscapularis tendinosis with a partial thickness interstitial delaminating tear at its humeral insertion progressed from prior. Next number, superior migration of the humeral head with narrowing of the acromial humeral interval, period. There is moderate supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscle atrophy, period. Severe intra-articular bicep tendinosis with fraying of the intra-articular and proximal extra-articular bicep tendons. Progress from prior, moderate bicep tenosynovitis. There is large glenohumeral joint effusion with marked synovitis, increase from prior. Moderate volume of fluid within the subacromial, subdeltoid, and subcoracoid bursae. Moderate acromial clavicular joint degenerative change, period. With this background, the patient is now cleared for a procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.